Shem Tov, Heilig Gebal Shem Tov, Your mom has changed my life, Your mom has changed my life. Bal Shem Tov, Heilig Gebal Shem Tov, Your mom has changed my life, Your mom has changed my life. Your mom has changed my life. Your mom has changed my life. Bal Shem Tov, Heilig Bal Shem Tov. Your mom has changed my life. Your mom mom has changed my life. Nigga, nim, oy, nigga, nim. Your mom has changed my life. Rav Rubenstein, I hate the girl of Rubenstein. Your mom has changed my life. Your mom has changed my life. Rav Rubenstein, hey, the girl of Rubenstein. Oh, your mom has changed my life. Your mom has changed my life. Rav Rubenstein, I hail a girl of Rubenstein. Your mom has changed my life. Oh, your mom has changed my life.
Okay.
Hey, here we go. We'll cover the Heilige, Heilige Tana, Eloiki. We're going to sing it nice. We're going to get into it. All the Heilige Tzadikim.
Everyone should get their
own. Ay bar yoy khava in shach do shlecha shemen sa soy me khavede Yeah. shemen zarzoy lecha v'lecha ibarecha yimoshamtom yashamta yoy nasta yom hashem barachta v'me'ar asurim shem adita shom kandisa v'lecha v'adarecha v'ibarecha nimshach v'ashrecha shemen zarzoy
Amen. שנך
ברך חי בר יחי נמשך דושך או השם מנצוסוי ברך ברך חי בר יחי נמשך דושך השם מנצוסוי ברך ברך בר יחי נמשך דושך השם מנצוסוי אשרינו מה טוב כל קרינו שזכינו סכונם לרבינו אשרינו מה טוב כל קרינו שזכינו סכונם לרבינו אומנו מה ראש השנה אומנו מה ראש השנה היי רבי שמעון כל השנה היי רבי שמעון כל השנה היי רבי שמעון כל השנה שמי כל השנה אשרינו מה טוב תלכה היינו שזכינו סכונם לרבינו אשרינו מה טוב תלכה היינו שזכינו סכונם לרבינו אמנו מנוש השנה אמנו מנוש השנה היי רבי שמי כל השנה היי רבי שמי כל השנה
Good Purim.
Shabbos.
Tuesday.
Yeah, whatever just happened, no one knows. Adi lo yada, Baruch Hashem. Tuesday night, Erev Shabbos, so it's close, no? Mom, we're back to the gun, right? Wow, that was awesome, no? We should do that more. We do that every week almost. Unless there's someone it was very good tonight. Someone made an announcement tonight. They're like, oh, my Rebbe wants the guy wants to vod from 9 to 11. Like, what do you think? You're crazy. Like, this is nuts. And Adam's like, we do that every week. Like, what? I gotta, like, what's, like, you know? Okay, Chavrin, let's learn. Yeah, big night tonight. Tonight is, I said before, it's 32nd night of the Omer. That's going to be Rubenstein's son's birthday. Adam Chaim Rubenstein, born this year, day last year. That's his oldest son, very good. So tonight is the yahrzeit of the uncle of Rabbeinu, uncle of Rabbi Nachman, grandson of Baal Shem Tov, brother of Baruch Mezbush, Degel Machne Ephraim, Rav Moshe Chaim Ephraim, what's his name? Moshe Chaim Ephraim, yeah. So what is it? Yes, it's yahrzeit tonight. It's a big night by the Hasidim. It's also known to be Huda's yahrzeit, which is another big inyan by the Hasidim. Even though he wasn't a Chassid, but so Mamsh, Baal Shem Tov praised him a lot. So, and also we're holding the night before Lag B'Omer, night before Yom HaKadosh. Everything we do in this Chabura is built off the Torah of Rishon Bar Yochai. Everything. Why? Because the Hamshach from Ariya Kadosh, the Baal Shem Tov Kadosh, to Rabbeinu, to whoever it is, Ramatel, Rubenstein, and now we're being mashpi onto each other. So Mamsh, everything we do the whole year is built off Torah of Rishon. So we're coming to his Hilula, his day. Like he said, this Chassidim, this is our Simcha. So, I like this sugya that we're going to try to develop a little bit. It won't be too long, but I think it's something important, Hashkaf in life, for what we're all holding, whether it's Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Shana Gimel, wherever you are. I think this is just important Hashkafa, and important, it's a big chizik. So, if you realize, the nigun that we just sang was Baruch Hay Nimshach Ta Ashrecha. Right? And we say, Baruch Hay Ashrei Yolotecha, Ashrei Am Heimudecha, Vi Ashrei Om Dimasadecha. Right? By Baruch Chai, we keep saying the word Ashrei, Ashrei. Right? We're just saying Ashrei Matov Chalkenu. Right? And look, and the Nigin goes, if you go to Meiron on a regular day, it's actually, I recommend it. If you're ever there, you should have a Nates in Meiron, by like the back of the kever. There are the Nates Kavum in there every day. They all get there like 2 hours before Shachar starts, and they just sing Nigunim. They say like a lot of Tilim, and like then like a little before that, they get ready, they sing Nigunim. It's awesome. So that's the Nigin they sing. Because all these guys are in Uman Hashanah, I saw them this year, and they live in Meron, they're there all year. So that's where the whole thing. But you see, it's a big word by Rashbi, Ashre. Literally, we say that every pizmon is Ashrecha. So what? I mean, what's the Ashre of Bar Yochai? What's praiseworthy about him? That we sing so many Zmiros. Right? You have so many Zmiros about Bar Yochai. What's the Ashre? What's the praiseworthiness of him? So, in one of the Pizmonim we say, so if you weren't sure that the Bar Yochai, there's 10 parts to it, corresponds to the 10 spheres. The Shimon Lavi wrote, and he knew what he was writing. So the one that corresponds to the Midah of Yisod, right, the Midah of Yisod we know is Yisod is the Bris, is Yosef HaTzadik. So this is what it says, which is something that our generation, more than any other generation ever, has to work on. It's the Midah of Yisod. We all know that. Can't go outside today without having your eyes covered. Can't go anywhere. Right, and you can't watch anything, can't buy any magazines, even what you think is a good magazine, right? It's dangerous. So midah of Yisod, Kiddush Sabris. So those are the words that he says. Bar Yochai, Moshav Tov Yashavta, right? The place you live is good. Let's very pshat, we'll read it. Yom Nasta Yom Asher Barachta, right? The day that you ran, right, that you traveled away. Bim Aros Tzurim Shemadita, Sham Kanisa Hun Chavarach Havadarecha. In that place, you acquired your hold, your glow, your beauty, your splendor. Vadarecha, same type of word. This isn't what Rav Kivak says, Chavran. Listen very carefully. This is Hashkafa for the rest of your life. So then it says, Yom Nasta, Yom Asher Barachta. It says, Zachis Lekach. Mechma Shezilzata Bechein HaSheker Shaklipas Romi Ad Shebarchart Asher Barach Mehem. They were Zocha to get such madrigos. Why? Because you went against the Chein and the Sheker of the Klipa of Rome, Klipa of Edom. So this is what it says here. Yom Nasta, Yom Asher Barach, in the footnote. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Gila, Azaz de Kedusha, Bekach, that he revealed Azaz de Kedusha, like it says at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch, right? How the Az Kanamer, right? If they bold like a leopard. Gila, Azaz de Kedusha, Bekach, Shalo Pacha de Galos La'am Yisrael, that he wasn't afraid to reveal to Klal Yisrael, to all of us, Eza Chen Shal Sheker, Ish Bechol HaGisharim HaShvakim, Vamer Chatzos Shasu. To reveal the Sheker of Rome. So just to go back, it's the Gemara and Shabbos, right? All the Chacham were sitting together, and I think it's in Shabbos, right? Am Gimel, and they said, "Wow, Kama Naim, how great is this nation of Rome, right? They build all these markets, right? They build all these bridges, they build all these bathhouses for us. What an amazing nation!" And Shem Baruch Hu is saying, "What an amazing nation! They build all these bridges to collect taxes from us. They build all the shuks. You know why they build all the shuks? For znus." They build on merchatzos also, just to steal from us. And he calls out, he says, you think what they do is good for us? The whole goal of Rome, the whole goal of Edom, the whole goal of the outside world is not for us to enjoy them, for us to fall apart. Like we say, that far from Rav Chezekel of Kushmir, it's an important word to know in life. Shut the door. Just, I don't want to go to I think you have to like push the hand down and then shut it. Then I'll stay shut. Rav Chezekel of Kushmir says the following. He says by I've said this before to some of the Chevra. He says by Yaakov and Esav. Right? Esav is Rome. That's where Rome comes from. That's where Edom comes from. Is Esav. He says that you know that Yaakov and Esav were in the womb together. So Chevra, what do we know? The famous Rashi. Every time they pass by a Beis Medrash, Yaakov would push to get out. And every time they pass by a church or whatever, Beis Avodah Zarah, Esav would try to get out. Right. So Rav Chezekel of Kushmir asks a good question. He says, fine. So I understand that Yaakov couldn't get out. Why? Because Esav was in front of him, right? Esav came out first. So Esav was in front of him. The question is, if Esav wanted to get out so badly, then, right, nothing was stopping. He could have pushed his way out of the womb. So why didn't Esav go out? It's a good question, no? He says, you know why Esav didn't go out? Because Esav couldn't care less about his Avodah. He knows his Avodah doesn't matter. All he cares about is that if Yaakov can't do his avodah by learning Torah and doing the Baruch Hashem, that's all I have to worry about. That's the only reason, that's the only thing he cares about. He doesn't care about his own things. Right? For example, you have this guy, the guy in Patience, Lance Stephenson. Yeah? We're all holding about that, no? He doesn't care if he scores 100 points or not. He just wants to bother LeBron James. Right? Avim, right? Is that a good call? Right? His goal isn't to light up the game. He wants to bother him so the guy doesn't beat that. It's a perfect example, no? That's the Matthias to him, right? So that's what Rome represents. Kizek klipas Romi, hagorim shichas haTorah bechurban abayis. They cause to forget Torah. Ayidei shenisul lemshoch levavos haAm Yisrael bechein shal sheker. If anyone has to go tomorrow, don't worry. Here you go. Bechein shal sheker shalhem. Like they just get the all they want to do is order the sheker and to trap us. Shaifu es haArim bigisharim. Asher zeh chaver, listen. Asher zeh ikker haderech shal yitzara. This is the ikker derech shal yitzara. Lifos es haolam uviyichud es bnei hanur. Us, young guys. Aidei meshicha lechein hasheker shalem. He wants to pull us to fall to the sheker that their world. They don't care about their own thing. They just want to get us out of what we're doing. The Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, lo pacha man. He wasn't afraid of them. V'gila hasheker shalem. You know what he did? He stepped up and said, no, stop praising them. They're a bunch of shakran. They're liars. They're fake. That's why he had to run away, because they wanted to kill him, the Romans. They found out. Since he ran away from all the Yitzharas and all the amazingness of Rome, all the amazingness of the sports world, all the amazingness of the five towns, of Tinek, right, of all these places. Through that, through him not falling and not being a loser to what the world tries to throw at us, Zacha l'shevas b'ma'aros l'hasek is Pnimiyas HaTorah. Through that, he was able to tap into Pnimiyas HaTorah. He was able to become Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. L'staka b'seichel shakol davar u'l'shaker l'chein ha'pnimi sheish la'am Yisrael. To focus on the beauty of Klal Yisrael and not to focus on the sheker of Rome. Why? Because he wasn't afraid of them. He believed in what he was doing. Asher zehu mehusel shel ha'zor kodesh. That's the whole thing of the Zohar Kodesh. L'galos eizen nachas olam Yisrael b'chol mitzvah v'ha'at ma'asei tov. To reveal the nachas that Hashem gets from everything we do. Every mitzvah, every Torah we do. Every extra second we're trying to learn. Every extra mission we can get. The nachas that Hashem gets from that is unbelievable. U'b'shvil ha'sig zos. If you want to tap, you want to tap in the Torah? You want to tap in the Torah? You want to tap in the Torah? You want to understand? You want to become an ish p'nimi? You want to become someone who lights up the world? U'b'shvil ha'sig zos. Person to get this. L'staka p'nimi shel b'riya. To see the p'nimiyas of the world. On the outside, you don't see the chain of Klal Yisrael. It doesn't look like how big is Klal Yisrael in the world. 0.02 of the world is Klal Yisrael. Nothing. That chain, that chashivas, belongs to the goyim. Right? You could have a basketball player who's a basketball player, and he gets paid $1 billion to score a hoop. When we come down to it, again, we might be stuck in that world of sports. When you think about it, crazy. Kind of a pitcher who gets paid $1,000 for every ball he throws. You have a batter who gets paid millions of dollars to not even half the time get on base. It's crazy. He doesn't even succeed half the time of his job. And they're getting paid millions of dollars in autographs and pictures and everything. That's why we praise Rashbi, we sing to Rashbi. That what? It's b'schus Rabbi Shimon Rechai that he was nichnas into all of us to step up and say, you know what? I'm not interested in the chenei chashivas of the goyim. I don't need to impress you. I need to impress one person, one thing in this world. That's the Borei Olam. I'm going to become Ben Torah. And I'm going to stand up for that. V'heir banu akoch l'staka b'pnimius. And Rashbi was meir us, lit up for us the derech to look to the pnimius adavar. Limtzo as a Torah, going to find Torah. Shemigala primi sabriya to fatavu primi sabriya. What he's saying here, and what he says in the next paragraph, is that it's also talking to us. It's not just talking about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ran away, and that's why he's zochah l'gadlus. He's saying you also, when we run away, when we don't get trapped by the goyim, by the chen chashivas of that world, okay, to watch highlights, fine, but to become an avid fan that has to stay up to 4 a.m. to watch the games, right? That I'm obsessed with them, that I can't live without them, I have to impress them. How many guys we know that all day long they're checking on the new sales on clothing so I could look my finest for a Monday night, not for a Shabbos? It's a twist. We have a twist in our shkafas. But what it means, Yom Nastar Yom Asher Barachta, on the day that you leave, on the day that you decide that, you know what, I'm going to give up what I have. Not that you give everything, but I'm going to be Moser Nefesh. That's the Guda. Forget giving up. I'm going to be Moser Nefesh for Hashem. I'm going to be Moser Nefesh to push a little bit harder. You know what happens? Sham, in that place when you're on way, Kanisa hot chavadarecha. That's where you're going to become great. If you want real greatness, that's how you get it. Being most nefesh for Hashem. It's very wild. I'll just quote it outside to you, but it's quoted here in the Sefer Kedahi Rabbi Shimon. Is that the Imri Pinchas says something super intense. He says that there's a concept that the avir in chutzlaretz, right? The avir of chutzlaretz is an avir of tumah. Yeah, it's an avir of tumah. So I'll read to you a couple lines inside. I'll skip most of the Torah just to read it inside. Listen what he says. So what's the Eitzah for a Jew? When you're in a place of Galus, how do you stay safe from all the Tumah of the Goyim? Right? How is it possible? Have a listeners. Listen to this with proper ears. You know how you can stay strong? Sheis amitz, that you work hard, lisno. What does lisno mean?
To hate.
Es machshavosam hamikukalos shel arisham b'tachlis hasina. You have to hate the machshavos of the goyim, not the goyim. You don't have to hate the goyim. You have to hate the machshavos of the goyim. What's the machshavos of the goyim? Pritzus, sports world, money, fame, go big or go home. You have to hate that to the tachlis of hatred. Vayde sinna zu, and when you have that sinna, Sundays is a day off. What are you, crazy? Sundays is the first day after Shabbos. It's the first day of the week. Yom Rishon b'Shabbos. That's Sunday. Vayde sinazu. With this sinner, lo yuchlu machshavos elu l'shlot alav. He killed himself. Says when you hate that, when you hate those hashkafos, when you hate those hashkafos that try to keep you to what? To be normal, right? Be normal. What happened to you? Look what happened to your son. He died from long-term Shemona Esrei. Oh? Yeah. Yeah. Everyone. Is it you want to stay strong? That's the derech to stay strong. It's to hate the machshavos them to the tachzos of sinner. So what was our original question, Chevra? We said we say one thing a lot about Rishon Rechai. What was that?
Ashrei.
Ashrei, Ashrei, Ashrei. What's the Ashrei of Rashbi? And did Ashrei is Gematria Rashbi with the kolo. But Chevra, what's Ashrei? What's Ashrei? So the concept that we say when we enter into Shabbos Kodesh, first we know that Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. So the whole Metzias of Rashbi is Shabbos. So how do we enter into Shabbos? You say the following words: Ohave Hashem Sinura. What does it translate for me? Ohave Hashem.
Ohave Hashem. Hate bad.
Hate bad. Ohave Aleph Hashem Yud Sinu Shin Ra Resh. Mix it up. What do you get? Ashrei. Ashrei. That's what's Ashrei. Ashrei is what Ohave Hashem. You know what Ohave Hashem means? Not that I love Hashem and then I love woman and I love LeBron James. And I love fish, right? Whether that's the band or the food, right? And I love burgers, and I love papagayos, then you're not fulfilling it. Ove Hashem sinu ra. Though it's ra, I hate ra. I love Hashem. Can I eat? Can I drink? Can I have? Can I listen to music? For sure. But Ove Hashem sinu ra, but I hate the ra. That's the mitzvah, and it's intense to hear that. This is the derech. And what's the next word? Ove Hashem sinu ra. Shomer nafshos chasidav. Miyad rishayim miyad tzimeim. You want to be saved from the goyim? Ove Hashem sinura. That's orzeru latzadik. And what's the safet hevas of zarua latzadik ul yishrei lev simcha is akiva. So you see Rashi and Akiva. That's an include Ove Hashem sinura. That's ashrei. That's praiseworthy. When I'm so obsessed with Hashem, I'm not interested in the goyim. I don't get taken aback by them. I don't get rocked by them. It could be a yid. Ove Hashem Sinura. It's the same Matthias as Sur Meirah V'Aseh Tov. Right? Sur Meirah, stay away from Rav V'Aseh Tov. But stay away from the Goyim. So it's interesting because Rashbi says about his Chevra, it says, Anan B'Chavivusa Taya. It says, our Matthias and everything we're working on is B'Chavivusa. Is Dafku with Ahava for each other. It says that Rav Kivak means that's the whole Matthias to Meiron. Every type of Jews there. It's a Chavivus. It says, Anan B'Chavivusa Taya. For us to be successful. For us to learn Torah, to have Pnimis Torah, what? It has to be we have a Hava for each other. So, Anan B'chavivus Ataya is Gematria 973, is Gematria Sur Meirah V'Aseh Tov. That's Metzius. If you want to be part of the Chevraya of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's not enough to say, oh, yeah, I love Pnimis Torah. I love spirituality. And what do you do on Saturday nights? Right? What are you doing on a Sunday night? Is your Saturday night, is it Motzei Shabbos? It's what? Sur Meirah, to stay away from the Ra. Now the question is, what's the Ra? What's the Ra, Chevra? What's the Ra? Klipos, but who's the Ra? So we say like this, we say in the it's quoted in our Gemara this year in Sukkah. Pasuk says about the Yetzer Hara, it says that in the Bereishis, Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Rak Ra Kol Hayom, right? So I heard from Nassim Maimon, if take the last letters of Rak is Kuf. Ra is Ayin. Kol Hayom, what do you get, Shua?
A malik.
That's what the Ra is. The rak rak kol hayom. That's a malik. So what does that mean, the malik? What does the malik have to do with Zman now? The whole mitzias to a malik is everything by Lag B'Omer. It says, when was Mechamas a malik? It was in Iyar. Right? So it's actually nice. Because we know that, we said before that in Shulchan Aruch, we know that whenever Purim falls out, that's when Lag B'Omer falls out. So Purim and Lag B'Omer are very connected. Right? Peleg Elokim. So if you look, there's a lot of Yunanim that who's the one who takes down, we said this at Chal Shiz one time, who's the one who takes down that Nekuda of the Rav Amalek? So we just said it, about Bar Yochai. Ali Saluk Obam Rekachim, So Torah Ketzitzim Ufrachim, Naase Adam Nemer Bavurecha. The words Naase Adam, which means that what let us make man was said about Rishon Bar Yochai. We said this in Avad also. So Naase Adam. What's going on? Naase Adam? 470 is gematria exactly a malik b'miloy. And if you spell out ayin yud nun, mem mem. Oh, it's still there. Nasa adam. Oh, man, amazing. Nasa adam gematria a malik b'miloy. That what? That Bar Yochai, when a malik attacks that tzayis, who takes them down? Rishim Bar Yochai. So we know the pasuk that. Right, we know the pasuk that says about a malik. It says ki yad al keska milchem al Hashem ba'malik midor dor. Right, it says about the metzias of a malik is what ki yad al keska, that they block out the kisei of Hashem, right? The av kisei and the vavin hay of shem avaya. Yeah, we all familiar with this. So if you take gematria ki yad al keska, ki yad al keska, it's gematria 239. It's gematria exactly yud ches iyar. Which is the day of Lag Bomer.
Well, it's 240.
240 is a malik. Very good. It's also Yud Ches Iyar is gematria 240. A malik. It's like he's the matzis, he's the one who takes them down. It's the koch that we have from Shir Bar Yochai. Chaver, listen to this five lines from the Hevega Shvi'a Pinchas. It says, Nimtza, kibizman hagalas chaseros gimel osios hey vav aleph. Right, we know, we just said before, right? We're missing the letters of who? Right? The Aleph of Kisei and the Vav and Hei Shem Avaya. This is going to blow you away. Ubegula asida yichazru l'mkoman. When the Mashiach comes, they're going to come back. Hine ki kein zehu shirom is Rishon ben Levi. It says, kedai hu Rabbi Shimon lismoch alav b'shas hachak. It says, it's kedai to rely on Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai at a pressing time. So it's interesting, because it says, when? It could just say, kedai Rabbi Shimon lismoch alav. What does it say? Kedai hu? Rabbi Shimon. What's who? That's who the hay, is the hay, the vav, the aleph of the Shem Avaya and Kisei? Who dafka? Sheyesh b'kochu b'zchus hazara kadosh l'kar v'segula l'hachzir osios hay vav aleph shechas b'galas. That with the koch Rabbi Shimon Rechai, he brings those letters back. He's the one who could mevatel that mitzvah of a malik. Nifla l'rames in yinzeb l'tevas geula. Says if you take the word geula, gimel aleph vav lamed hay shu osios lag who. Remez the what? Ki b'schus hazor kadosh shenizgale biyom lag ba'omer yichazru gimel osios hey vav alf mkom begula asida. Lag ba'omer is the day of geula. Why? Because they throw mevatel that clip of a malik to get rid of that ra. All the Hashem sinu ra ashrei. That's mitzvahs of Bar Yochai. At the whole end of the omer, Svarim say. So that's quoted in the Sif Sechein. Says the mitzvahs to the omer is that take gematria omer. Ayin Mem Reish is gematria 310. The gematria exactly Keri, right? Keri, which is like a seminal omission. That the metzias of Omer is that you're supposed to take Keri and turn into Yakar, to mevatel the Keri. Who's the metzias of Keri, Chevra? Who's the one who represents Keri in the world?
Mitzrayim.
And Mitzrayim, and who else? Asher Karcha Baderech. Karcha Alashin Keri. That's metzias them. That's the whole metzias that we're doing over Sefiras Omer. Is what being mevatel that klipa of a malik. Vato that the carry of a malik. That's why carry is also a sort of car of cold, right? Kalti, a katalikvak, right? Like they say, right? A cold Jew, yeah. What's the mitzvah of Lag Bomer?
Bonfire,
madura of what? Of ash. Is that ash of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai comes and it's mevato away the coldness of a malik, the coldness of Jews, that Jews are stuck in coldness, and fires them up. Start being a yid again. To bring everything back. Eish, the Eish Lahava of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And listen to these few lines of Rav Kibak. I'm sure also the Sefer is Gevalik. It's on page Samech Dalid in Lag Bomer. You have it in front of you. This is what he says here. Pasuk says, it's from the word, see, Samech Dalid? Ad. It says, Ad Shabar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Viftiach Shalot Tishtach Achtor Mi'Yisrael Al Yidei Havta. Right, we spoke about the other day, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is one, and the one who promised that Torah will never be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Lakein, Gam Amar Shabizchus Sefer HaZohar, Yitzu Me'Agolus. He also said that Bizchus the Sefer HaZohar, we're going to go out of Golus. Why? Ki HaZohar Kadosh Hu Madlik Es HaOr HaTorah. It lights up the Torah. The low rock or katan shel ner hamir es b'choshev. It's not just talking. The Lag Bomer is not just a ner, a little candle. Ela or adir shel ish. It's a big fire. It's a medura. Ham chamim es halev. That what? It makes you hot inside. Like David Melch says, libi cham libi kirbi. That what? I'm fiery. V'soreif umedvar es kol ra. And it burns away all the cold ra of a malik. The kach mevi lanu es ha'esh sheninza b'sol kol dibur dibur shal Torah kedusha. And the whole mitzvah of Bishur Mechai, it's an esh. Why? It reminds me that you are on fire. You have a fire in you. Ki Hashem yisbarach ba'atzma hu esh ochla. Hashem is called an esh ochla. Therefore, it's impossible to be davak to Hashem because he's a consuming fire. V'ha'afshara shalanu l'ischami mo'ar Hashem. How can we be warmed up by the fire of Hashem? Hu rak derech ha'tamidi chachamim amitim v'harash bi b'roshem. It's only idea of Bishur Mechai. Shemalikim etzlenu as ha'esh be'ofun shebe'emes ma'avira es lavinu karoi. That what Rishon Rechai takes us and lights us up. He puts you on fire. This is Matzias Lag Bomer. If you're going through a cold streak, which all of us go through, right? When Nekudi is what you take, you fire yourself up. And you take that vayter with you. To vata that coldness of Malik. The coldness of the world sends to you. That stop being so excited. Look at Times Square. This is where it's all at. Right? Look at Teddy Stadium over here, right? Don't think it was like a hotel. Focused on all the fancy stores right outside of Mamila Mall, right? Focus on Ben Yehuda. And Shem Rechai comes to mind, no. Pinyas Adavar. Focus on Avodas Hashem. The or that's in Torah. We don't know there's an or in Torah. Why? Because we're so cold. We're so frozen. But Shem Rechai comes and reminds Lag Bomer, you are on fire. Light that fire within you. Fire it up. And that's the whole Metzias, that we have a day, a Yom Kaddish of Lag Bomer. To literally to grab onto that fire and keep going right there. Am I shutting the door? Okay. And chaver, this is Mitzvahs. These are the heilige days that we have now. The heilige days of Lag Bomer that are coming. Mamish. To grab onto this, to believe in our Avoda. To not be subjugated to all the raw of the world. And to not be cold. And Rav Shimon Racham comes and boom, fires you up. Just listen, because tonight's the Yurtzeit of Heilige Degel Machan Ephraim. Of Moshe Chaim Ephraim, right? Mi Stilkov. Right? He's a grandson of the Hillel Baal Shem Tov, like we said before. Brother of Reb Baruchel Meshbitzer. And he was an uncle of Rabbeinu, Reb Nachman. This is what he says in Parsha Kedoshim. Right? It's in our Gemara this year. The Gemara in Sukkah, Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, at the very top of the Daf, speaks about, right, what the Anshei Meis and the Chassidim used to do on Sichas Beis Rav, right? They would dance all night, right? This is what he says. So the Gemara there says that what? Yesh me'am amru, ashrei yadu senu, shelo baisha zikna senu. Right? Praiseworthy. Again, ashrei, right? Ashrei yadu senu. Praiseworthy is our youth that we didn't embarrass our old age. So what does that mean? Praiseworthy that we grabbed onto Torah when we were young. Vizehu, that's why the Pasuk says, mipnei seva takum vadarta pnei zakein. So they ask you, mipnei seva takum, it's talking about respecting your elders, right? So now he reads it. Vizehu mipnei seva. Kedisa v'zara kadosh, shel chedah gimel. What does it mean, mipnei? Mipnei is like oslashon of lifnei, from before. It's like, kadam seva, dilach, before the old age of yourself, takum, get up. Don't wait until you're too old, until you're too cold, that you forget. What the message of the Zohar Kadosh, the message of our Gemara and Sukkah is what? That before you're too old now, get up. You're still young. Hainu biyadu secha. In your young ages, taschil leich b'derech Hashem. Start to choose, say, Borim, I want to be on your derech. I want to be on the derech of Hashem. V'azai, then what? V'adarta p'nei zakein. Sheye ashrei yadu senu shlo b'ayshik b'senir. You're going to be able to say about yourself, ashrei. Praiseworthy is myself. That what? That when I'm still young, when I'm still 20, when I'm still 25, 26, that what? I grabbed onto Avodas Hashem. And you know what's going to happen when you get a little bit older? You're going to say, oh, Baruch Hashem made the right choice. Vizehu, that's why it says, the Avram Zakin Bo Bayamim. That Avram was Zakin Bo Bayamim. What does it mean, Bo Bayamim? Hainu im kol hayam shelo. That what? Bo Bayam means that we spoke back to this at the beginning of the year. Bo Bayam means that what? He brought all his younger days with him and always was grown from them. That Af Yimei HaYaldus, Vainu Ashri Yaduseinu Shelo Baisha Ziknuseinu. Saying, praiseworthy is my younger days that I didn't embarrass my older days. And that's the Metzius. Is that we're young. Don't be a dry Jew. Don't be boring. Don't be bored. Fire yourself up. We all need that. We all need a ratzon. We all need a ratzon. Every single one of us. Why? Is Kite's mind a little bit tough? Yeah. You think it's going to be easy when you come right back to Shana Bet after a long summer? No. Think it's going to be easy in the summer to learn? No. The rest of your life, when you go back to college, if you go back to college, it's going to be easy? No. And you're going to have a lot of time, especially if you're back in New York. 5 minutes, some of you might be in YU. 10 minutes from YU is New York City. Some of you be in Queens. Some of you be wherever you are. 10 minutes away is New York City. Get there anywhere. The root of all tumah, right? And it's not easy. Likud is, what he's telling you is, fire yourself up now. That's why you get used to it. Ashrei. And you're going to keep going and keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. Likud is, don't be a dry Jew. And Rosh Hashanah fires up with an ish. If you have something that's dry and you put it in the fire, all of a sudden, what? Becomes, starts getting hot a little bit. And juice comes to juicy. It comes gishmak. That's why he said this by Tu Bishvat. But Yavesh. Yavesh is to be dry. So Yavesh. How do you get undry? Yavesh is Rosh Tevo, Shimon Bar Yochai. He's the one who comes and says, stop being Yavesh, wake up. Also, it's Rosh Tevos, Yitzchak ben Shlomo, Dariza. It's also Rosh Tevos, Yisrael Baal Shem. Yavesh, stop being a dry Jew, fire yourself up. And that's the fire of Lag Ba'Omer, that's the fire of Rosh Hashanah. That what? Grab on now. That's why you know, Lag Ba'Omer is Gematria Ratzon. Today to grab on, take a Ratzon for the rest of the year. And just to finish, like a quote I learned with Adi this morning, this afternoon, he said that the Kuda is that sometimes we go through an unbelievable, unbelievable time. What happens? Boom, just like that, we forget about it. It was just a day. And it was just 2 years, and now I go back to the world. Kud is says we have to grab onto the Zechira. You have to grab onto remember, to take it with you. Right? Grab onto it and take it with you. That's why, when do we Mevat al-Malik? What's the Parsha that we Mevat al-Malik called? Parsha Zachor. Parsha Zachor. What? Because when we have Zechira, that's what's Mevat al-Malik. So we say every time we come into Shabbos, Shamor v'Zachor b'dibur echad. And then what's Gematria v'Zachor?
239.
V'Zachor is Gematria exact 239. It's Gematria Yidches Iyar. It's a day to grab onto Zechira, to take it with me. And to keep going. In Mavshech. Like it says, Avram Zakein, Bol Bayam. He brought his days with him. And he always fired himself up. He never became dry. So Chavra, this is why I have to grab on. I have to grab onto the Heil Go'or of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Eish of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And to just mechazek ourselves. And to believe in our avoda. That's the Metzias, Chavra. Believe in your avoda. Believe that your avoda matters. And Mesiyat is Rizocha, Mekabal, the Heil Go'or of Lag Ba'Omer. Rizocha to come out with a big ratzon. Rizocha, like it says about the Zohar Kaddish, B'chai Chibura, Yafkun, Mingalusa, Berachme, B'siyat HaShemayah, B'schus, Rabbi Shimon, Bar Yochai.